Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans are facing losing their job soon if they don't get the jab. The football coach at Washington State lost his job Monday. So did four of his assistants. Listeners have told me they're facing firing from the railroad jobs or healthcare jobs soon as the mandate is headed our way. Chew on this. While this is happening in America, it's not happening in too many other places. Even mean man Vladimir Putin has told his citizens in Russia it's their personal choice whether they get the shot or not. Is this really the world today? Hey, if you previously thought Putin was heavy-handed, I submit Gavin Newsom as the world's top wannabe dictator. Gas-powered mowers and generators are now being outlawed in California. Wait until you hear the laundry list of things that Newsom has made illegal in his tenure in California, so he has total control. Quick, what does cisgender mean? You've probably heard that term, right? But if you don't spend a lot of time keeping current on gender studies terms, you may not know exactly what cisgender is. If you're cisgender, you identify as the sex you were born with. That's it. So that's like pretty much everyone, right? 99.7% of the people? So why do they assign it a name that makes it sound controversial? This one's easy. We saw it play out at a school called Oberlin College this week, where a student got triggered by a cisgender male installing a radiator on their dorm floor. This is a crazy story. Hey, the Tennessee Titans do the Chiefs and the rest of the AFC a huge favor in knocking off the Buffalo Bills in one of the best games of the season. So dramatic. But watching Tennessee run all over the Bills defense is pretty terrifying right now if you're a Chiefs fan. And we have sad news for Dick Vitale, who has quite a battle with cancer in front of him. It's all ahead on KKHI, brought to you by 360 Document Solutions. Here's the deal. So many of you have offices and supplies and equipment at your office. I've had a couple of you contact me and say, yeah, we need some help. We need a phone system. We need that. Folks, these guys can make you more efficient. You're really going to like Mark and his team. It doesn't matter where your office is. Anywhere in the western part of Missouri and the entire state of Kansas, even little towns, tiny little towns in Kansas, 360 is there for you. It doesn't matter where you live or what your office is, 360 has you covered. This is a great company, man. They will really help you out with IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, copiers, printers, you name it. Mark Lindquist will provide great customer satisfaction for you, I promise. 913-745-5344. Give them a chance to earn your business and make your business better. 360documentsolutions.com. Back 9 Development, Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Back 9 Development is a custom home builder with commercial properties, room additions, condominium projects. The Solheim at Grandmere is the latest and greatest from Back 9. If you want to check out the portfolio and see what kind of great work they do with Back 9 Development, go to the website, back9development.com. And if you're in Manhattan and you want a personal tour of the Solheim condominiums, they'd love to show them to you, baby. These are lock-and-leave upscale condos for a great price. Wonderful investment in a booming town, by the way. On the golf course with great views of the Flint Hills and the golf course, back9development.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. Fall is typically the time that a lot of guys buy new clothes. Like when I was in TV and stuff, I'd buy a new suit or some jackets every fall. Sort of get them out. It's also a lot of times where you start prepping your car for winter. You need to get the oil changed. You need to check your fluids, make sure everything's right. If your car needs a tune-up, some kind of service, Roberts Robinson would love to do that work for you, and it doesn't have to be a GM. They've got an award-winning service department that can handle anything you have for them. They'll even come pick up your ride for you, take it to the dealership, service it, and bring it back to you. Because customers at Roberts Robinson say, we make it easy. That's really true. Online at robertsrobinson.com. Just look them up. Give them a call. Say, I need my car serviced. Or if you'd like to build yourself a brand new GM, whether it's Chevy, Buick, GMC, Roberts Robinson would love to do that for you. With GMC, we are professional grade. And Fry Orthodontics, Dr. Jeremy Fry, not only has the best orthodontists in Kansas City, they treat you with like white glove treatment, very friendly and fun for kids. They do Invisalign in about half the time the other guys do for adults. If you want to get Invisalign, and they do it for the same price as braces, nobody does that. Here's the best part of Fry Orthodontics. If you have a 3:30 appointment, you're in at 3:30. They run on time. They really pride themselves in being efficient and making sure that you are one happy patient at Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. okay, we're going to push back on some of this stuff. A lot of people getting set to lose their jobs, but I feel like a pushback is coming. That's where we start today on KKHI. Hit it.
Sports, politics, life. Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Well, at least we're fighting back in America on all kinds of fronts here, from government overreach, mandates, interference in our freedoms and liberties and our lives. And I love to report these things to you when we get a chance on KKHI. You may remember last week we did a podcast where I read an email from a listener who he and his wife both work for Union Pacific Railroad, and they're facing the prospect of losing their jobs because Union Pacific has said, we're going to follow the government mandate, and anybody that does not follow the mandate of getting vaccinated will no longer be employed at Union Pacific. There would be some exemptions for people that are part of a union, that perhaps they would be on some sort of disability or something for 90 days and continue to get paid until that's resolved. But we've got an update as Union Pacific now has filed its own lawsuit late last week, and three unions have stepped forward filing lawsuits. All of these are claiming that essentially a union contract between the workers and the employer is a legal bond, a legal contract that the government mandate can't interfere with. Because again, it isn't like these laws are passing through Congress and being approved by all three branches or all three chambers in D.C. So we have three unions, and the latest is, an acronym for it is SMART, S-M-A-R-T. It's the largest rail union in North America, and they have filed a lawsuit, and they're claiming the same thing, that their contract for their employees in their union with Union Pacific supersedes anything that Joe Biden may mandate. These things need to get fast-tracked into courts. Union Pacific looks like the bad guy here, and certainly when I read the emails from the gentleman who listens to the podcast last week, they look like the bad guys. But I want you to put yourself in the position of one of these companies where they're looking at massive fines if they don't adhere to what the government is telling them. Union Pacific obviously has about a gazillion different contracts with the federal government. They're regulated by the federal government. There's all kinds of ties between the railways and the federal government. So you can understand in this company's case where they'd say, okay, we have to pay attention to what the president is saying and what the feds are telling us to do. We want to comply with the law. Complying with the law says we have to get rid of employees that are not vaccinated. The unions are saying that's not right. Union Pacific in their own way is saying that's not right. We've seen Southwest Airlines say, we're not firing anyone. We've now seen Delta say, we're not doing that. We're vaccinated at such a high level, we'll take our chances the government's not coming after us. That's basically what Delta Airlines is saying. So we're seeing this all over the place at a time where our supply chains are just crunched, absolutely crunched. We cannot afford any type of slowdown in rail. We have a shortage of over-the-road truck drivers. I heard a stat yesterday. I have not verified this. I heard this is unbelievable. You know, there's a certain amount of hours a day a driver can drive. Is it 8 hours, 9 hours, something like that, that a driver can drive, a trucker can drive. We've got this massive shortage of drivers. And they're offering six figures. The salaries are through the roof, $10,000, $20,000 sign-on bonuses. We'll train you and get you up and running in 30 days, and you're going to be making money like you've never made it before. There's all kinds of trucking jobs out there. It's never been a worse time to be a trucker because the roads are jammed. Amazon's changed the world. I'm not sure our highways, our interstates are as good as they need to be for what we've become with all this trucking, with all these shipments, all these things that are taking place and deliveries that are happening because people are not shopping brick-and-mortar retail anymore. Everything's being shipped to your house. The roads are getting congested. It's kind of crazy. And we're getting ready to drive to Nashville this week, so I canceled my flight. I'm not taking a chance on Southwest canceling any more flights. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to sit in Dallas for 3.5 hours connecting. The whole thing's ridiculous. So 7.5 hour drive, we're going to drive. I'll let you know how the roads are. Many of you listen to the podcast while driving regionally. Some of you are sales reps that drive around the Midwest and things like that. But you know there's more trucks on the road than ever before. And so we've got all these jobs available. And I heard this stat yesterday that if we allowed truckers to drive 12 minutes more per day, if every trucker drove 12 minutes more per day, there would be no shortage. And the transportation problem with trucking would be solved overnight. Well, you might as well round it to 15. And I don't know what their number is, whether they can drive 9 hours a day, 8 hours a day, or however many it is. The pilots are the same way with airlines. You can only fly so many hours and you have to be relieved. or, you know, spend the night or whatever. These long, long, long flights have massive crews where they lay down and take naps and have shifts and whatnot. It's reasonable. It all makes sense. I'm not saying that the laws are bad. But if you can literally add 15 minutes more per day for drivers today and solve the trucking crunch, seems like maybe with all these emergency mandates and emergency orders that we have, we could maybe do that for 6 months and see if there are more accidents. I don't think there would be more accidents. I could be wrong. I don't think there'd be more accidents. But it's amazing what's happening with all these mandates and regulation. And I think Union Pacific, at least to me, they seemed like really bad people for what they were doing. But now they've put a statement out that says, we look forward to the court's help as we are working with our unions, our employees, and the federal government mandates. They're kind of caught in the middle. That's where these companies are. And it's, you know, it's been pretty easy the last few years to target companies and say, look, that's a liberal company. You can look at Nike and say, they support China, they support the Chinese Communist Party, and they support Black Lives Matter and burning stuff in America. It makes no sense politically. Those two things are at polar opposite of one another. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what Nike is. And they've chosen in this country to be woke and liberal, and I don't buy Nike. I've thrown all my Nike stuff away. It's hard. I'm a K-State fan, a Chiefs fan, a lot of Nike Chiefs stuff out there you'd like to buy, the Royals uniform, a lot of that stuff's Nike. And I don't buy it. And I threw everything away I had because I know what that corporation stands for, and I don't believe in it. It's not the America I believe in, and I won't support them. I'm mostly an Under Armour guy. The founder of that company is a great conservative. I don't think he's in charge anymore. I think the company's changed a lot. I'm not saying that they don't have woke policies or whatever. There's no perfect company. We've been down this road. But I try. And it's been pretty easy to look at Delta Airlines with the All-Star Game and say, well, that's a liberal company. But they're taking a fairly conservative stance now on this mandate. And they're saying, we're vaccinated at such a high rate, we don't think the government's coming after us. So we're not doing anything. We challenge them. I think Delta Airlines said their employees are somewhere around 90 or 92% vaccinated. And I think they've had, through attrition, a lot of people have quit, left, gone elsewhere, done other things. I think they believe they're at a high enough number that they've done their part. Their CEO said, we believe the reason the mandate is in place is because the government wanted big companies to get involved with massive numbers of employees in this country to get vaccinated. This was their way of controlling you. And so they did it. And Delta believes it's done its part. Maybe Union Pacific will get to that point. I doubt it. This is a completely different company. Probably 20 to 30% or more of Union Pacific employees are not vaccinated. It's nothing like Delta Airlines. Would be completely different. But there is good news. There's lawsuits hitting courts right now. And we have, I mean, they're just, this can't be legal. Of all the things, I want you to think of all the things that we guard in the workplace or in hiring practices, the things that you cannot discriminate based upon. You cannot discriminate upon the color of skin, religious orientation, sexual orientation, any of these things. There's a laundry list, a million things that you know, people that are disabled. There's a gazillion different things that you cannot discriminate against in the workplace, that you cannot keep from hiring someone and you cannot fire someone because of these reasons. You can't. Then along comes this. And now, even though we have laws on the books that say your employer and your healthcare providers must keep all your medical records personal, private, there's federal law that your personal, private healthcare information cannot be shared with anybody. Now we're just going to go ahead and share it with the world. We're going to fire you because you didn't take a shot. That's sharing your health information. That's sharing your health status. I cannot figure out in a million years how this is possibly legal. When we have HIPAA and all these laws on the books against discrimination, how can you discriminate against people for choosing to or not to take medicine? This is an impossibility. This pandemic is not bad enough. It does not affect enough people to have some emergency mandates and say, you know, we're going to wipe out our population if we don't do this. It's a 0.001% chance of death here. This is not the big one, folks. Maybe it's a dress rehearsal. Maybe there's another one coming out of China that kills 50% of the people. That's a real problem. And there will be a virus that's that deadly. This one clearly was picking and choosing against sick elderly people like Colin Powell. Colin Powell had blood cancer, Parkinson's disease, and he died with COVID. They're making it a COVID death. I don't know how they're making it a COVID death. We did this on a patron podcast Monday. Spent a great deal of time talking about Colin Powell and this particular issue. They're chalking this up as a COVID death. The man was 84. He had blood cancer. He had Parkinson's disease. He got COVID. His lungs filled up with fluid, and he got pneumonia and died. Did he die of pneumonia? Did he die of COVID? Did he die because he's sick? Did he die because he's 6 years over the average age limit in this country? Another COVID death that is someone older than the average life expectancy in this country. That's what most COVID deaths are. They are over the life expectancy. Most COVID deaths are people older than the average life expectancy in this country. That's what they are. So this pandemic, I mean, it's awful in many ways. We should look back upon it and say, well, we're lucky that it wasn't the reverse of what it is. We're lucky that it didn't affect children, that it affected sick and elderly. Those are people that we certainly want to protect and help in America and across the world. There's no question about it, but it is, I'm sorry, if we're judging, it's far less tragic if you're 85 years old and you have blood cancer and Parkinson's and you get COVID and that's the end of your life than it is for a five-year-old kid who's got an entire life ahead of them. It's just, it's a totally different thing. It's two completely different things. And I think these companies are caught between, but man, there's a lot of pushback right now. There's a lot of pushback in a lot of places, and I love it. And I'm hopeful because I heard from a gentleman who works for another railroad. They've actually connected these two listeners to the podcast because they believed they would be facing the same thing. And I've heard from a handful of different people that have said, look, I'm out of work here if I don't get this done. If my company enforces this, I'm out of work because I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this, and I've got very good reasons why, and I'm not doing it. And so we'll see what happens, but at least there are lawsuits being filed at this point in time. It all comes in an upside-down world where there are more demonstrators in Italy upset about mandates and vaccines than in the United States. And in Russia, which we all still sort of think of as the Soviet Union, and Vladimir Putin as a heavy-handed dictator that he is, they have vaccinated 32% of the people in Russia, and Putin has said, this is voluntary. I am not forcing you to do this. I'm strongly encouraging everyone in Russia to do this, but I'm not forcing you to do it. Vladimir Putin, when the pandemic started, locked down. He became very unpopular. He felt maybe he'd be challenged from within his own party, government, dictatorship, whatever, that the unrest was so much in Russia that he could lose power. Well, what do they want? You want power. If you're Putin, you want to sit there and rule until you die, right? That's what he wants to do in Russia. Well, the way to do it, this is completely the opposite of the United States. The way to do it in a dictatorship is give people their freedoms. As ridiculous as that sounds, that's exactly what he's doing. He's telling the people of Russia, I'm not forcing you to take a vaccine. We're not going to be heavy-handed with the mandates. Understand what the disease is. If you're at risk and you're older, you could die from this, and it's terrible. And their cases are up, and people are dying in Russia right now. It's not going well in Russia right now. So I'm not telling you what he's doing is working. What I'm telling you is it's popular with the people in Russia, most of whom, let's be honest, well over half the citizens in Russia, more than that, two-thirds or more, are not at risk of dying from COVID. They're just not. They're not in a high-risk category, and they know that. So go live your life. And that's the message in Russia. That's Vladimir Putin. Is it better to live in Russia than here? Well, if you're working at Union Pacific and your wife works there too, and you're both looking at having no job because a crazoid man in the White House wants a vaccine mandate for these big companies, yeah, it's better living in Russia right now. It is. And none of this makes any sense. Crazy Gavin Newsom out in California gets reelected through the recall. Have you seen what this nut job's doing now? He's emboldened by the recall. He's now signing into law a new law in California that forbids the sale of gas-powered equipment. That's lawnmowers, weed eaters, generators for when the power goes out. All of these things, anything that uses small off-road engines is out. You can't buy those in California anymore beginning in 2 years. So all the retailers have to figure out how to get those out of their stores. I guess you can keep using them. The thought here is they'll eventually break and there won't be very many of them, but you can't sell them in California. This law is among dozens signed by the governor this month after he won the recall. It bans large retailers from not including gender-neutral aisles for children's toys. Unbelievable. 500 or more employees, you have to maintain a gender-neutral area for children's items, excluding clothing. There will be fines if you don't comply. Other laws signed by Gavin Newsom. A mandate for menstrual products free in public schools and colleges. Another law, all high school students were required to pass a course in ethnic studies in order to graduate in California. Also signed into law, banning restaurants to use single-use plasticware, condiments, and utensils. Unbelievable. Also signed into law, illegal to film someone near an abortion clinic. What? In June, Newsom added five more states, bringing the list to 18 now, that are banned from state-funded travel. If you work for the state of California, this includes colleges playing athletics. If you are state-funded travel, there are 18 states you can no longer travel to. These are Trump states. These are red states. They've basically said, we're not spending money with any of those people. California's branching off, becoming its own country. I wish them well. I hope they do. If they just wanted to secede right now and go, they can go. They can go and we can get our country back. And they can run that thing right into the ground. No problem. Newsom in April banned new fracking permits, ordered the California Air Resources Board to analyze how all oil extraction in the state can end by 2045. He's banned state executions only temporarily because the court shut that down. He ordered regulators to ban the sale of the gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035. Newsom signed a law making California the first state to ban and manufacture the sale of animal fur in 2023. He also banned animals from circus shows. This is what Gavin Newsom does. Gavin Newsom banned animals from circus shows except dogs, cats, and horses. You can't make this stuff up, folks. He's nuts. And you know, we're sitting here locked in on Biden and the crazy mandates and things that are coming down the pike from the federal government. California is a prequel to all that. California, if the Democrats stay in charge in D.C., California and Gavin Newsom are just a prequel to what we're going to have. They're going to do this nationally. They're going to do all the things that he's doing there nationally. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the pushback is pretty good. The pushback on losing your job, it seems to have people's attention. Lose my job over a vaccine is not right. So we're getting good pushback there. But the silliness in this country, I saw a video this morning I watched of a female black drill sergeant. And she's marching cadets or new soldiers. It looks terrible. Every soldier is bald. They're completely skinheaded, completely shaved. They get to boot camp. The drill sergeant's marching them down. And it's a chant about Martin Luther King and social justice. And he got shot. It's unbelievable. And of course, the soldiers have to repeat the chant. When she says it, they re-chant it. I'm like, this is what we're doing in the military? I mean, it's remarkable. It's remarkable what we're doing. And it won't work. I know that long-term, it will not work in the military. We have things that we get so triggered on that are so inconsequential and unimportant. In Ohio at Oberlin College, it's going to get cold this winter. They have a safe space there for trans students. I don't understand this. There's a floor, I guess, of a dorm, and there's a safe space, an area where they needed a new radiator installed. They sent an email out the day before they came to install the new radiator to everyone that used the safe space, the trans students or LGBTQ students, and said, we're going to have a pair of people show up to install these radiators, and they are likely to be cisgender males. My question is, what percentage of the American population knows what the hell cisgender is? That's a legitimate question. I looked it up before this podcast. I've done my research. Cisgender was invented in 1994. It was entered into the dictionary in 2015. Cisgender, well, this will really, I mean, a lot of people would say cisgender just means you're normal. That's what a lot of people would say. Cisgender means you identify as the sex you were assigned at birth. So a cisgender male is what? 99.7% of all men? That you were born male on your birth certificate and you identify as male. They've given you a name to make it sound like you're creepy. They've come up with a name for you. The absolutely overwhelming majority of all males and females in this country that believe they are he, him, she, her, or whatever the hell the pronouns are, because they were born male or female, They've come up with a term, and it's mainstreaming. There's no question cisgender is mainstream. You've heard it. You just not looked it up and know what it means. It means you're the same sex as your birth certificate, and you identify as that. I was born a male. I identify as a man. So give me a name that makes me sound like I'm sort of some sort of creepy, weirdo, you know, tiny little fraction of people. I'm a cisgender male. No, I'm a male. I'm a man. Period. I'm a man. I don't need cisgender in front of what I am. So they're going to send these cisgender males in there into the safe space to put the radiator in. And oh boy, Peter Frey Witzer, who lives there, I don't know. I have not seen a picture of Peter. I don't know if Peter is now married. I don't know. But Peter was scared and confused, upset and threatened that cisgender males were going to be in their safe space putting the radiator in so they can be warm this winter. It is $80,000 a year to go to Oberlin College. So this is a rich kid. Make no mistake about it. We're talking about class warfare here. Okay, these are really, really rich kids who have their own little safe space at their private little school, and you're going to send in some plumber crack butt guys to install a radiator, and I'm offended by that. I'm triggered, I'm threatened, I'm scared, I'm confused. Dude writes an op-ed in the student newspaper that it was worse because they had to come check on the insulation a couple of days later. They said they would be back, and they did come back, and then he was really confused that they came a second time, and he was really upset and scared. What the hell? What is wrong with these people? This is class warfare. This has nothing to do with gender identity. This has nothing to do with trans. It has nothing to do with, you know, transgenders want to be treated equally. No, you apparently don't want to be treated equally. You want to be treated in some way that nobody else gets treated, which means what? We have to go find a transgender radiator installer to make you comfortable? No. No, you live in a society where we're all going to treat each other fairly. Deal with it. There's a cisgender male in your safe space putting in a radiator so you can keep your whatever warm this winter. This is craziness. It's class warfare a lot more than it is LGBTQ or transgender or any of that stuff. Nuts. Fight back. That's the only thing I can say is fight back. KKHI is brought to you by Merriam Body Shop. Justin is the man over there. Now, most of you, I was thinking about the best way to present this. Most of you don't have a crashed car right now, right? You don't have a dented up fender. You haven't been in an accident. But many of you have door dings, or many of you have a 4 or 5 year old car that could sure use a sweet detailing and a ceramic coating that brings that paint back to life. Merriam Body Shop and the new car image do all that. All you got to do is make one call. Ask for Justin. 913-362-1198. They can bring your door dings out without paint. Use magnets, pull them right out. They'll do it. And boy, I'm telling you, a lot of these places charge $1,000 for the ceramic coating on your car. It starts at just $250 with Merriam Body Shop and the new car image. Literally anything that makes your car look nicer, they will do for you. This is not a corporate operation. It's a great local company. It's a whole bunch of people, probably cisgender males. I'm just going to be honest with you. Probably a bunch of cisgender males in there working on these cars. But you know what these dudes like? They love a car that looks great. A truck, SUV, you name it. They do it all at Merriam Body Shop on Merriam Drive, just off I-35 and Johnson Drive. They're State Farm preferred, but they work with any insurance company for sure. You will not find better customer service. MerriamBodyShop.com, 913-362-1198. BStock.net. Oh, my man, Chris sent me a text yesterday. He says, you know what, Kevin? I want to do for your customers what I've done for you. You know, we're moving into this new house in a couple of weeks, and I bought a bunch of TVs at B-Stock, and Chris came out, and he took a look around. He said, here's the size you want on this wall. Here's the way you want to do this. Here's the sound you need here. He went through the whole thing, and he did it for me for nothing because we're friends, and he's a sponsor, and they're great. He said, I want to do that for your listeners. I'll do free in-home consulting with no purchase necessary and no pressure. If people don't know what to get, what size for what wall, how to fit it in, how to build it in, what to put above the mantle, what to do here, what to do there, what my personal preferences are, just get a hold of them at B-Stock, and they'll do this for you. It's like Magnolia at Best Buy, which is really expensive, except Chris and his team are better than Magnolia because they really know and they really care, and they're going to do it for you free. In-home consulting, No purchase necessary, no pressure. Just get a hold of them at BStock. Also this week, have you heard of AirTags? If you ever lose your keys or your wallet or you can't keep track of the dog, you could put an AirTag on them. That's right, never lose anything again. $24.99 at BStock for AirTags. Pretty cool stuff. Online at BStock.net. Amazing garage floors. In a few weeks, John Hutchins and his team will be out at my place. I'm going to get that amazing garage floor so this winter, when I get snow and salt and sand and grime on it, I can just hose it right out. It's gone. John Hutchins, a great dude. He's a patriot. He served our country with honor, and you can trust him with your concrete ceiling or your garage floor. Online at amazinggaragefloors.net. And Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Gary Joslyn and his team at Joslyn's are non-commissioned. They have the greatest products, and they just want to fit you in something to make you happy. So fall in love this fall with something sweet, or maybe get something good for Christmas a little bit early. Ooh, I've got a wedding anniversary coming up. Maybe I'll go. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. In sports, the Washington State football coach is out. Nick Rolovich is fired, terminated. Yesterday was the deadline. If you were a state employee in the state of Washington, where Governor Jay Inslee has taken over, more heavy-handed than Biden, more heavy-handed than Vladimir Putin, more heavy-handed than the Chinese Communist Party, more heavy-handed than anyone, the state of Washington has done it. Any state employee not vaccinated, terminated. Nick Rolovich was making over $3 million a year. He was the highest state paid employee in Washington. He is out along with four assistants. Those boys could coach my team any day. I got no problem with them. They have said, we're not doing it. We're in athletics. We know about our bodies. We know about trainers. We are not high risk. Anybody that wants to get vaccinated can get vaccinated. We are not anti-vax. It is not for us. And a guy gave up his $3 million a year head coaching job at Washington State for it. That's pretty strong. Nick Rolovich, if you haven't heard the name before, whole bunch of state employees in Washington are by the wayside. A whole bunch of Seattle cops are about ready to leave the job. This isn't going to work. They're going to have trouble in Seattle. They're going to have trouble in Washington with the mandate from Governor Jay Inslee. You will be vaccinated or you will be terminated. The National Hockey League has found that Evander Kane of the San Jose Sharks was not really vaccinated, even though he produced proof of vaccination. Evander Kane is one of the rare few black players in the NHL. He didn't want the vax. We are now learning that it really isn't Trump voters, that the most afraid of the vaccine are African Americans. And you can tell this in the advertising that you see on TV. When you see the state health department TV commercials and whatnot, you can tell the commercials are targeted toward African Americans. You can see it. And this is popping up everywhere. We've seen it with Kyrie Irving. It's everywhere. Evander Kane is a hockey player, and he thought, well, I can fake this. I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust them. I don't trust the man. I don't like it. I'm not taking it. But I can fake a card, and he faked the card, and they caught him with his fake card, and they've suspended him 21 games, which is $1.7 million in lost income for Evander Kane. The money goes into a player fund with the union, so it sort of goes to charity, but that's just a shame. That's just an absolute shame. And there's, you know what? There's got to be others out there that have faked it and are getting away with it. There just have to be. Good news for the Chiefs. Monday Night Football, the Titans defeat the Bills. Everybody's got two losses now, right? No, the Ravens don't? All right. The Ravens don't? Ravens have one, I think. This AFC, I was commenting to Jessica watching the game, and a lot of times she doesn't mind the games on, but I'll watch a bad game, you know, and she'll just be like, yeah, whatever. And I'll say, hey, just that play, and she'll go, mm-hmm. But she didn't. She's on Facebook or something. She's on her phone. And so she didn't see it, but she's nice. She's, yeah. I'm like, hey, look at this reverse fake punt thing they're doing here. What is this? This throwback. It was a terrible play. It didn't work. But they were trying. You could see that Tennessee was throwing the kitchen sink at Buffalo. Tennessee went into this game. I've never seen a sporting event like this. I've never seen a sporting event in my life where it was so obviously clear to everyone watching that one team thought the other team was better, and we have to do everything right tonight to beat this team. And then in the end, it was the better team who made the move that went against that. So let me explain what happened if you didn't watch Monday Night Football. Titans are doing all this stuff trying to win a football game, and most of the night they're just trailing, and they can't stop the Bills, and the Bills are going up and down the field, and Their defense looked better than the Chiefs. They tackled better. But still, they were destined to give up a whole bunch of points. But they're finding a way to hang with them. They tried the punt scam play and different things. They scratch, they claw, they fight. They find themselves with 3 minutes to go. They score a touchdown. They've got a three-point lead. The Titans do. Buffalo goes down. On third down, they're inside the five-yard line. They think they get the first down. There's confusion. They don't. They just line up and go for it on fourth down. They call the quarterback sneak, and the Tennessee Titans stop it. Josh Allen doesn't get it, and that's your ball game. There's like 12 seconds left. Tennessee takes a knee. The game is over. There's a lot of controversy. What was Buffalo thinking? If Buffalo kicks the field goal, it's a chip shot. They're in overtime. And even if you're Buffalo, listen, there are not many teams that would play for a tie. At that point, that's a good tie for Buffalo because they've only got one loss. There's a lot there to like about a tie over a loss, and I hate ties. But I also hate the NFL overtime rules. It's stupid. You could lose the coin toss, give up a touchdown, and it's over. I have nothing bad to say about McDermott going for the touchdown, going for the first down or the touchdown. I have no problem. That's a coach saying my players are going to make a play. I believe in my players. We're the Buffalo Bills. We think we're good enough. We're going to go win right here. But it was weird because the whole game, the Titans made every move as if Buffalo were the better team. And in the end, Buffalo did something that basically says, I don't want a rematch. I don't want to go into overtime with you right now. So maybe he saw it in his players' eyes. Maybe they were tired. Maybe he thought Tennessee at the end of the game was the better team. Certainly Derrick Henry gets better as the game goes on. We know that about him. And he just went wild on the Bills. The Bills had the top or second best run defense in the NFL heading into that game last night, and Tennessee just ran all over them. I'm scared to death for how many yards the Titans will run for this week against the Chiefs. It's frightening, okay? Tennessee is going to move up and down the field on the Chiefs. They are. Because they did it against the Bills, and the Bills have a really good defense. Tennessee's finding their way, and they're different than a lot of teams. Their balance comes within their offense. Their defense is not great. It's certainly better than the Chiefs. Tennessee typically has a pretty good defense, but it has not been great. It's been okay. But their offense has insane balance. If you take one thing away from Tennessee's offense, they're going to beat you the other way. If you say we're going to take Derrick Henry out, Tannehill will rip you apart. Ed Allen's quite a receiver. They got players everywhere. They're good. They've got the ability to beat you in the air and on the ground. So this is going to be really, really hard for the Chiefs. But it was fun. It obviously meant a lot to the Titans. They go to 4-2. They're alive and well, man. Probably on their way to winning their division. And I'll say what I've said a lot the last few weeks. I don't like the Chiefs' chances of winning this week. Surprise me, Chiefs. I think Tennessee's going to win the game. I haven't looked up a line yet, but I think they should be favored. But I don't know that they will be because it's the Chiefs. But I don't see it. Chiefs are going to have to play a whale of a football game as Tennessee knocks off the Bills, which did the Chiefs some good. Now, if the Chiefs can go down to Tennessee and win this game, they're right back in it in the AFC because what I commented to Jessica, and she was paying attention, I got sidetracked, was can you believe how many good teams there are in the AFC? I mean, Cleveland's a real opponent, and they're starting to look bad compared to other teams. You know what I mean? I mean, Cleveland's like, boy, you don't play Cleveland. That's a hard game. But that's a hard game against a good team that really isn't all that good in the AFC because there's so many great teams. What about the Bengals? Are they really good, or are they just a good team in the AFC that's overshadowed by tremendous teams? I mean, this thing was set up for the Chiefs. It looked so easy. It was like, okay, Brady's going to be gone. Peyton Manning's gone. Roethlisberger is old. There are no quarterbacks in the AFC. The Chiefs got theirs first. Then along comes Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. Oh, my God, there's quarterbacks everywhere. Joe Burrow is lighting it up. Cleveland can play. You got Lamar Jackson in his own strange way wins football games. They're everywhere. There's just teams everywhere that are good in the AFC that have players that can make plays. And now it looks really hard for the Chiefs over the next 15 years because these quarterbacks aren't going away. There's going to be some wars between these teams and these quarterbacks and rivalries. It's going to be a golden era of pro football. These quarterbacks are all here for 15 years. Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, they're all here. They are all here and they are all staying. And Lamar Jackson, they are all staying and they're all fighting against each other. The AFC is crazy. The New England quarterback looks good. He looks like he's got a chance to be really good down the road as they get better. This is nuts, man. Absolutely crazy. But great football and coaches doing different things now and taking chances. than ever did before. The sport's never been in a better place. Never. Oh, the Red Sox have hit 3 grand slams in the postseason? In the series? 2-1 lead over Houston. Red Sox win 12-3, hit another grand slam. The Braves lead 2-0 over the Dodgers in the National League. So right now, it's looking like we're going to have a Red Sox-Braves World Series. That's what it looks like. But these teams are all so good, they can flip a series pretty quickly. So 2-1 and 2-0 is not enough to rule the Dodgers or Houston out. These are great teams, and they could easily come back and win these series. We'll see how they play out. But baseball's getting fun. Narrow it down, get past the division series, get in these championship games. It's funny because I watch during the week, but not on the weekend. Once football's here on the weekend, I don't see it. But I watch during the week more. I'm guessing you're probably a little bit the same way. And some sad news, Dick Vitale, long time, well, I don't know how long he coached, how many years he coached, but long time broadcaster. I want to say, do you remember the Royals announcer, Fred White? I think Dick Vitale's first game on ESPN was with Fred White. I think that's right. I know Fred White did a first season game with Dick Vitale way back in the day. Fred White was really good at college basketball. He was really good at it. And that's how long Dick Vitale has been doing this. That would have been in the late 70s, very early 80s maybe. Dick Vitale's been broadcasting forever. He is 82 years old, and he has announced that he has lymphoma and has 6 months of radiation chemotherapy in front of him. And this is very serious. Well wishes came from everywhere, all corners of college basketball, from so many people wishing him well and saying cancer is messing with the wrong dude. As you know, Dick Vitale has spent the better part of 30 years raising millions and millions and millions of dollars for cancer research, especially pediatric cancer. He's given way more than he's taken. He's become famous and wealthy and all those things. Dick Vitale is the very rare man that gains all this fame and notoriety, and it doesn't go to his head, and he just keeps doing things for others, and he treats everyone, I mean everyone he comes into contact with, like they're the most important person on earth. He is legitimately the real deal. Over the years, did some of his broadcasting become a little forced? Did he become a persona? Sure. Absolutely. Yes. He is a wonderful, gracious, sweet, kind man. I've only met him a few times. Every time I was around him, he treats you like you were his best friend. I said, well, you don't know me very well because you treat me better than my friends treat me. But my friends treat me the way I deserve to be treated. I'm just being honest. They do. I deserve a lot of what I get. I've earned it. But Dick Vitale, Godspeed, my friend. Go beat that thing. Do what you can. Fight it, like we know that you will. Okay, later today on Tuesday, we'll have another patron podcast up. Danny Klinkscale will join me. We'll talk a little Chiefs. We're going to talk some golf over there. Rory McIlroy won this weekend, the CJ Cup, which is a pretty big deal. Robert Streb from Kansas City had an outstanding tournament. Cashed in about $250,000, I think. Finished tied for 9th. Had the early lead in that tournament, but hung around and had a chance to win on Sunday. Didn't play quite well enough on Sunday to get the win, but Rory did. We'll talk some golf there. We'll do some Chiefs. We have Danny on once a week. I did a patron podcast yesterday that you can get right now. If you want to sign up to become a patron right now, go to kkhasissues.com and sign up for $5 a month. You'll hear the podcast yesterday about Colin Powell. We talked about that on there, about Biden not wearing the mask in the restaurant. And I was on the Chris DeGaulle radio show. It's all in one podcast. And we do that frequently. We add all kinds of bonus material. Last week, we had 4 patron podcasts and a newsletter. And, you know, that's, if you do that 4 times a month, that's 20. It's like 21, 22 things you get for $5. Pretty good deal, if you ask me. $5 a month to become a patron. Go get on your browser, on your computer, not your phone. It's much easier on a computer. Just get on your computer, however you compute. Go to my website, kkhasissues.com, and you will see right on the upper right-hand corner, become a patron. It takes less than 5 minutes. I don't get your information. All I get is your email address, so I can email you the newsletter, and I can email you the patron podcast. You get them right into your inbox, and you can hit them play right there when you download the Podbean app. It's really simple stuff. It's only $5. It helps the cause. It helps what we're doing, and I'd appreciate it if you signed up as a patron of KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. subscribe to get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties. Visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.